ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
And if that is not good, the balance 3 or 4 days are not pleasant either. He said, "Sir, I am not a taxi driver. I am the ambassador of Singapore without a diplomatic passport." That day, in my opinion, he probably did not go beyond 8th grade, but to me, he was a professional. To me, his behavior reflected pride in performance and character. That day, I learned that one needs more than professional qualifications to be a professional. In one line, be a professional with a human thought and values. That makes all the difference. Please clap, clap, clap. Ethics and moral excellence are the foundation of a honorable life. So that means we have to come out of this meeting this morning. For those of us that don't have stated values for our lives, when you get back home, set time apart and just be by yourself. And articulate the values that are going to be the drivers of your life and the drivers of your destiny going forward. So in life, your values will mirror the essence of your being. Honor is therefore an overflow of who you really are. In the law of correspondence, it is said that life is first within and then without. That means that for a man or woman of honor, listen to me, for a man or woman of honor, some things must never be done in your journey into honor. Whereas, some things must always be observed as a person of honor. Somebody said, "May God grant that men of principles and honor shall be our principal men." Especially in a country like this, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, very quickly, let me just share this with you. The picture of a life that honors God. What's the picture of that life? Because I still have the last segment of this teaching, but I have to move very fast because of time. The picture of the life that honors God. What's the picture of that life? What does it look like? Number one, he or she has accepted the lordship of Jesus Christ over his or her life. I didn't say as savior. I said as what? Lord is a world of difference. You receive him as Savior, it guarantees you eternal life. But when you receive him as Lord, as Apostle Paul said, you become a bond slave of Jesus Christ. A bond slave. That means your will is no longer your own. You can't do what you please when you please. If your life will honor God, Jesus will not only be your Savior, he will be Lord over all that you are. Number two, very quickly, he or she has made the scriptures the governing authority and final arbiter in the affairs of natural life. This book must be your governing authority for life. When you get to that point, your life becomes honorable. Because you know what? This book will not lead you astray. You can bank on the promises of this document. Okay, let's go. Number three, he or she has specific governing values for life and is diligently pursuing those values. Number four, very quickly, he or she measures everything in the natural life in the context of eternity. I love that. in the context of eternity. If you get this revelation, if you get this into your spirit, and you begin to live your life on this frequency, it all not becomes next nature to you. When you begin to measure every step by eternity, every word by eternity, every thought, where will this land me in eternity? Every word by eternity, your life naturally becomes honorable. It's a check and balance on your life. There are some things you will naturally not do. Because of the love of Jesus Christ that fills your heart. So the practice of honor will find expression in different degrees in different people. Now, so a person of honor will not maintain status quo. A person of honor will do things right even when no one is watching. So honor is all encompassing. Now, I'm coasting home. There are things we must honor in life. There are certain things that is incumbent upon us to honor in life. And for us Christians, probably for one or two people in this meeting this morning, why certain things have not happened in your life the way they ought to happen, why certain promises have not been realized, maybe because of some of the things that I'm going to point out, which I want you to follow very quickly. Certain things that we must honor in life. Proverbs 22, verse 28. Proverbs 22, 28, very quickly. The first thing I want to encourage us to honor are what I call legacies. Hello? What I call what? Legacies. Proverbs 22, 28. Do not remove the ancient landmark which the fathers have set. So that means that a legacy, listen to me, is a part of your positive history. I know that coming from where we are coming from, all of us, there are loads of things in our history that are negative. I'm not talking about that. But a good legacy is that part of your history that is positive, or something that remains from an earlier time. A legacy is something that is as a result of events from the past. A fantastic case study, Jeremiah 35, 8 to 10. Jeremiah 35, 8 to 10. The story of the Rechabites, the Rechabite that honored the spoken legacies of Jonadab, and because of that, they got a generational blessing. So what I'm saying this morning is that we need to identify the godly legacies in our generations. Listen to me. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter the level of idolatry from your lineage. There is a blessing in every family. Oh, that's a good place to say amen. You didn't hear me. I said there is a blessing in every family. There are blessings in families hanging over people that they don't even have a clue how to tap into. If there is a man, if you have an ancestor in your lineage that served God, a man like that has generated virtue for you in the realm of the spirit. So that's why you need to understand your roots. You need to, my father walked with God all his life. What is hanging over me, over us, is unbelievable. I'm telling you. He was a man of covenant. A covenant man. And he went in a blaze of glory. What is hanging, my children and children's children will eat from it. I took his mantle. That's why I'm all over the world now. Oh, sir, I took his mantle. Okay, all right. So, we need to identify the godly legacies. What am I talking about? Do you know that the family altar is a legacy? Hello, sir. Hello, someone. Family altar is a legacy. Don't let it die with you. Don't say you are too busy. It's a legacy. There is a blessing in its observance. It's a legacy. Listen to me. Do you know that monogamy, chosen even in this untoward generation, according to the scriptures, to be a one man, one wife man, is a legacy? Oh, times are changing. I hope you know that. Let's not in the church put our head in the sand and behave that everything is right when the world out there is turning upside down. Honesty, the value of a good name, church attendance are legacies. Do you know that in North America where we live, some people don't go to church anymore because of the internet? They don't go to church. They said yes, they've gone to church online. And they even gave an offering online. Oh, yes. Oh, you give your offering online from your sitting room where you are eating pop and drinking something and lift up your hands and praise the Lord. And you are doing it in your church. It's a legacy. So we must preserve and commit to the coming generations the legacies of the fathers. Give me Proverbs 16:31 very quickly. Number two, gray ears. Gray ears. These are the pathway to honor. These are the pathway to longevity. These are the pathway to a life that pleases God. Gray ears. Look at the scripture. The silver-eared head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. I love that scripture. If you see a man with gray ears that has walked with God, he's an enigma. He has something that can impact your life. Give me my second scripture very quickly. Leviticus 19:32. Let's compare scripture with scripture this morning very quickly. Leviticus 19:32. Look at the scriptures. He said, you shall rise before the world. Now, these are things we don't do anymore. You know, one day we were discussing with our children and we were telling them that when we were growing up, if you enter a vehicle and you are sitting as a young child and an elderly person comes, what do you do? Do you know that days after, one of my children came back and asked me again, Daddy, are you sure? Those things are disappearing. It's disappearing from the consciousness of nations, societies. So he said, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the what? The presence of an old man. And fear your God, I am the Lord. So what I'm saying this morning, we need. Oh, you are giving me time. I have 4 minutes more. Pastor, they said I have 4 minutes more. I'm going back to Canada. No. Let me finish my message, oh. Let me finish this message. Okay, I'll be very fast. But I'll soon get out of your way. Believe me, I'll soon get out of your way. So, we need the understanding of spiritual and natural protocols to move up in life as we follow the Lord. So, listen to me. Please listen to me very carefully. There are certain things in life that your skill can get. There are certain things in life that your talent can get. But there are some things in life that can only be earned by years and longevity, consistency, faithfulness, and experience. There are some things your skill will not get you. You can only earn by years. So, men and women who have lived well and worked faithfully with God have peculiar graces, peculiar anointings, and impartations looking for landing spaces. Are we on the same wavelength this morning? I have testimonies I can share with you. Time will not permit me. Okay, let me share this one with you very quickly. Last year, you know, one of my father's proteges in ministry, because my father was a minister before he passed on, you know, he just connected with me suddenly, and he said he's into ministry now. He travels in northern Nigeria to preach and minister. And he began to send me pictures, began to send me all kinds of things that I should help him. I should help his ministry, that he wants to register, that I should be a board member on his ministry. He needs money and that. I said, I live abroad. I'm not in Nigeria. I'm sorry, I can't be a member, but whatever I can do. So I sent him money. I sent him an offering. Oh, this man blessed me, man of God. He blessed me. He sent me a text. I still have the text in my phone. He began to compel blessings on me, as if nobody has ever given him money in his ministry before. Sir, a few months after that, maybe 2 or 3 months after that incident, he went to northern Nigeria. He was in a luxurious bus, and he began to preach. He preached. He made an altar call. People gave their lives to Jesus in that bus. They got to a station. They wanted to rest. Everybody came down in that bus. The man sat down, 62 years, and pew, he was gone. Eternity. He was gone. He left, just like that. He had grace that was looking for landing space. And God just organized me around. And I just sent something. What is the offering? How much is the offering? And he dropped something. Now I have an international ministry. Don't think because my tie is like your tie. I have international ministry. Honor the old man in your life. There are people around your life that you need to honor, that will open the door to your next level. That is what I'm telling somebody in this meeting. Number 3, very quickly, honor your prophetic lineage. Your prophetic lineage. 1 Corinthians 4:15-17. You have a prophetic lineage. And every true prophetic lineage, listen to me, carries dispensable grace. There is dispensable grace in this house. You have to understand spiritual protocol. Honor the grace in the house that you can receive the blessing that it carries. Oh dear. Don't mind what those guys out there are saying. If you follow the voice out there, you will miss your position in this kingdom. I tell you. So, honor the grace in the house. Because every spiritual lineage has a covering mantle. But when there is no recognition and respect for spiritual ranking and order, the transfer of grace becomes impossible. Now you are planted in this destiny family. This is a destiny family. I said this is a destiny family. So don't allow the enemy to trick you out of your destiny family and spiritual inheritance network. This is your spiritual inheritance network. Number 4, very quickly, honor the places that God has already honored. 1 Kings 8:29-30, Deuteronomy 12:5. There are places God has honored. Time will not permit me to delve into that. When you come into a spiritual environment, my brother, my sister, don't be frivolous. Don't be frivolous in spiritual environments. A spiritual environment is a portal. It is a portal. This meeting, things are being steered in this meeting this morning. And some people are already pressing in. So make sure that you understand order, orderliness, protocols when you are in a spiritual environment. Some environment, because of the high sensitive spiritual nature going on in that place, the presence of God lingers there. There is what is called the lingering presence of God. When you are in an environment like that, be careful, my brother, be careful, my sister. The last one I give you this morning, and I get out of your business. What's that? Honor your covenant and agreement with others. We are familiar with that. Honor your covenant, agreement with others. And number 6, honor institutions of government and rulership. Honor institutions of government and rulership. God is a covenant-keeping God. And he promised to honor those who honor him and despise those that dishonor him. But when we begin to walk in honor, we position ourselves on common grace, not only for uncommon grace, but for generational impartation. I end my teaching this morning with what Philip Brooke, a wise man, said. He said, be such a man and live such a life that if everyone were such as you and every life like yours, this world will be God's paradise. I commend you to God this morning. Let's rise to our feet. I commend you to God. I commend you to the word of his grace that is able to stabilize you, that is able to build you up, that is able to save you, that is able to help you, that is able to give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. I declare over your life that it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. It shall be well with your destiny in Jesus' name. For everyone in this meeting this morning, that you have operated outside honor and things have not been working right for you, we ask that the Lord himself will have mercy over you in Jesus' name. The Lord will have mercy over the situations, the circumstances of your life that is drawing you by, that doesn't want you to enter into the fullness of that which God has prepared for you in destiny. We call on the redemptive blood of Jesus this morning to purge every life, to purge every destiny from every act that dishonors God in the name of Jesus Christ. And we speak peace over every life. We speak peace over every home, peace over every marriage, peace over every situation and circumstance in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare unusual favor, uncommon favor, that as we begin to walk in the principle of honor, the things that have been denied us before, suddenly we begin to see the move of God like never before in our lives. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you have been blessed in this meeting this morning, just give it to God. Give it to Jesus Christ. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be honored.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,